further discussion on the wording to bark? I think my understanding is we're going to change that first paragraph from the definition of building to take out the last four or five words following the word container. We add a definition for container, and we change the definition of dwelling to say means a building designed for residential purposes.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Well, now I'm lost. Are we adding something to what he's proposing?
Talking about tweaking.
So we're going to go ahead and tweak that definition also.
Yeah, as part of the prohibition text amendments.
Okay.
So we're basically accepting what Mr. Eldridge has recommended with the slight modification under the definition of dwelling.
Here's the code.
Yes, dwelling.
Dwelling shall be a building designed or used by one or more families. Okay. Just say design.
Just take out the
design. For one or more families.
Yeah,
resident.
Yeah, just take out the or use.
Take out the or use only?
Yeah. Leave under the definition of dwelling.
Leave by one or more families intact?
Mm-hmm. Get that, John.
Yeah, I got it.
Now again, this vote, and I think we all recommend or recognize that not all of us agree with this. We're just looking at the language to provide to the council. Because I know Al doesn't agree with this, but. You know, we're just dealing with language right now, so.
I think the more challenging one up to a certain point was regulating, and I thought Chairman and Allen and I almost were identical at the end of it. But I still felt that you needed the end of it being how you inserting it as a permitted use in RA2T. But I thought it still was more efficient to continue with using the definition of a container and then building on that. And this was another instance where Chairman Allen and I called it a dwelling container. He called it a dwelling shipping container. I mean, that was about the only difference. But I think it works better if you continue to utilize the term container in those definitions. And that's my presentation, and council commission can discuss that.
Okay. Now, I would like for people to consider when we're going to allow in 2T. I agree that starts to work the issue, but 2T also includes trailers. And in our definition for trailer, currently in the code, right at the end, well, shall mean any vehicle, house car, camp car, any portable or movable vehicle on wheels, skids, rollers, blocks, either self-propelled or propelled by other means which is used or designed to be used for residential, living, sleeping, commercial, utility purposes, comma, but not including mobile vehicles, primarily designed for the transportation of goods. So we need to strike the end of the trailer definition in order to be a little more consistent with putting containers where trailers are.
Given that, would you still utilize the definition of container as proposed? Because I don't think a container is a trailer. I see the ambiguity you're pointing out, and it may be optimum if you made the deletion you're suggesting in trailer to remove that ambiguity, but also include the term container as a definition so that we're talking about these shipping containers.
But I think under ISO, once a container has been, its useful life has been used up, it no longer can be used to transport goods and services. that's why they're being decommissioned off the ship, because they're no longer used for whatever reasons, wells, doors, or whatever, to transport cargo anymore.
Well, I appreciate the point, and I'm not a proud author. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I just know.
It's a team effort. But I would note that container, the definition that's been proposed, container shall mean any ISO, yada, 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 used for. So it's past tense. I mean, you might not.
Yeah.
So I've got this ISO container that I'm not using anymore, and now I want to make it into something like a dwelling. I don't really have a problem with the definition, given what you've said. I do think you need some clarity as to, I think you need some precision with respect to containers in addition to whatever you might do to the definition of a trailer. I don't see an ISO shipping container as being a trailer.
I perhaps have a broader question I might be missing, because what we're trying to do is prohibit it from other zones. Mm-hmm. And this allows it into RA2T, but because of the ambiguity, and particularly with the way it's written right now, aren't we also going to allow it in other zones? I mean, shouldn't we?
Not as well. We added a new definition for regulating, and that's dwelling container.
Yeah, but we're not prohibiting that.
It's not listed in any other.
But I thought you just pointed out that under the 2015 rule that we have to be specific, because
you're talking about that Supreme Court case.
That's right.
Well, you might have to go back to all. Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
You might have to go back to all your districts.
Yeah, I thought that was the point of that, is to say that
I should have
that. In fact, we have to specifically prohibit this from all the other zones.
I got to 1+1, but I didn't make it to 2.
Okay.
But I think you're absolutely right. In any district where you're allowing residential dwellings, you probably do need, based on that new case, Supreme Court case, you probably do need to say, but not including containers. That's a great point.
Would it not be considered pretty precise if it's not one of the permitted uses, though?
Right. We said these are the permitted uses for District 1, 2, 3, B1, today. If it, you can't exclude, we could have a list of exclusions a mile long.
The zoning law, this is a quote from that case. The zoning laws or the code or the ordinance prohibition prohibiting all uses not explicitly allowed in the ordinance is in I can't say that word, but it's contrary to common law about legal effect. The provision prohibiting all uses not explicitly allowed. I mean, I do think the issue is there. It may be that instead of tweaking every district use, maybe you just clean up that part of 179. Maybe you just take that provision out, and you don't have, or that part of the provision out, and you've addressed it expressly. You've directly listed a container dwelling as a permitted use in RA2T, if you've expressly addressed that use, and you've gotten rid of the language that's been invalidated in 19179, maybe that's the way you solve that problem, because you've addressed it. You can have a container dwelling here, but you've not listed it anyplace else. But you've got rid of the offending language by saying if it ain't listed, it's not allowed. I think that might work.
Well, I'm still a little, you know, I agree to get rid of the offending language, but I'm still a little concerned based upon that ruling that if it's moot, you just don't have it prohibited or allowed in all these other zones.
If you want it to be conservative and rule out any such possibility, yeah, you go back to
simply prohibit it.
See, and that's what I'm used to. I'm used to a table of uses that sets it out and says by right or by special use permit or not permitted at all. Kira Beach is taking a slightly different approach. It kind of describes in text what's permitted. But I agree with you that if you wanted to go the whole nine yards and rule out any possibility of that Supreme Court case coming back to bite you, you would have to go to each district that allows residential dwellings and put and expressly say, but not container dwellings.
So in all the others, do we have to put in expressly prohibited manufactured and mobile homes? Because they're not listed in
those. I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. If you wanted to max out, if you wanted to insulate yourself totally from that risk, that's a problematic case.
Yeah. Let's say with that particular ruling right now, where that language is invalidated. If somebody wanted to put a mobile home in the non-RA2T district, would they have a case to do it?
Well, and don't forget Mr. Richardson's homework with Carolina Beach, where they figured out a container, supposedly hearsay, that they allowed a container house because 2015-86 abolishing aesthetic controls opened it up completely. So if Carolina Beach has got that mentality, let's assume that's correct, and then they're looking at the Supreme Court case, I do think that you could make that argument. Who knows whether it works or not, but one way to eliminate that risk is to go the extra yard and predict it.
Carolina Beach
is different.
their zoning rules, I said that was terrifying, talk about a manufactured home. They don't even define dwelling. I think they do define building, but they kind of go back to North Carolina rules and don't
build a code.
Go on top of it. They do not have a definition for trailer. They do not have a definition for container. And they haven't prohibited in their document any of those. So where the gentleman, lady, that are building those two containers up there on South Carolina, it's being allowed. They're not being drug off the property, but they're... They just don't deal with it.
Well, I'm not sure, but you were absent last meeting except for the telephone, right?
Right.
And I'm not sure that you were on the telephone the whole time, but Commissioner Richardson actually discussed with someone in Carolina Beach Planning how that container home came to be. And the impression he got was, well, look, if the General Assembly banned the ability to control aesthetics, we felt it opened it up completely, and therefore we felt that this would be allowed. I don't think, let's just boil it all down, and we'll come back to what's the best way to limit it to RA2T, and I'll say before I come back to it that I do think that we still need a definition for container. But I think Commissioner Goldberg raises a great point, and I don't think that it requires an exhaustive bit of work on our part, but if you want it to be completely insulated from the risks posed by that November 2015 Supreme Court case, you would simply add a sentence prohibiting container dwellings, if you went that way, mobile homes and manufactured homes from all those other districts that you want to make sure they don't end up in, then you're bulletproof. And also, if you take out, you may not even have to correct 19179 at that point, but if you cleaned up 19179, you precisely define the issues that you want to limit to RA2T, and you go back to all the other residential districts and you threw in a sentence, the same sentence each time, prohibiting container dwellings and mobile and manufactured homes, you're bulletproof.
That's my recommendation. I wasn't aware of this Until you sent that out.
I went to a CLE and...
I think that's incredibly important, actually, because we thought we had taken care of all those other issues by that language, which is no longer valid.
Well, what, I was sitting in a seminar, and I remembered you a couple months ago saying, if somebody came in with a container, I'd say, no, you can't have it because it's not permitted, and we got this catch-all. I said, wait a minute. So, yeah, that's a backdoor approach, and I didn't even get that far in my analysis. I think that's a great catch.
Well, you know, if what I'm hearing is correct, this applies only to trailers and containers and things like that. That's going to apply to duplexes and triplexes.
Opens up a
restaurants and gas stations and whatever anybody wants. Well, so, really, it sounds like we need to go through each district and redo our permitted uses.
That you might... I think we're going to have to, I think the case is impactful enough that we have to, that council may want to consider how it addresses this idea overall, and that the commission may want to consider how to advise council on that, but as a short-term matter and as a way of introducing it to council's thinking. When we go back to council with recommendations on how to regulate it to RA2T, we could address that issue at least with respect to container dwellings, mobile homes, and manufactured homes, and in the presentation to council, advise them of this 2015 case and begin the process of how to deal with it. You know, my knee-jerk is, maybe there's a way, maybe it only takes one sentence someplace. Maybe the sentence isn't anymore. If it ain't listed, it's not allowed. But maybe there's a corollary to that that would fly, that would prevent us from tinkering with every single district. That's what we really need to think about. Maybe there is a way we can amend 19179 to CYA ourselves about running afoul of that.
I would think there's got to be, because...
Yeah, because it's just too cumbersome.
That's a massive undertaking, really. And we're pretty small.
I'm sure we're not the first one dealing with this. I would assume that Cary and Chapel Hill and Raleigh and everybody else...
Oh, my God, some of those big places.
...are quite aware of this. It might be worth a little bit of research to see how... So we're not rediscovering the wheel on how they're addressing this. You know, particularly a place like Cary... in Chapel Hill, which are fairly specific in terms of what they would like to see out there in the street.
I saw the case and I wanted to advise you all, but I didn't take it that far in my analysis. That's a big deal, so we do need to pay attention to that. But in order to get back to where we are, what type of approach does the commission want to take with respect to limiting them to RA2T? You've got my amendments in front of you. The chairman and I basically agree on providing a definition for a container dwelling. We basically agree on how to make it a permitted use within that district. And for those things to work effectively, I still think you need to address containers in the definition of building and continue to run with the container definition we discussed before.
Let me try this on you for size here. As you go down through and get started, and it's got all the definitions, purpose, authority, interpretation, purpose, effects. You get down to administration on page 12-13. The board of adjustment is created.
Do we have an insert, or are you looking at the code?
I'm looking at the code.
All right. I'm sorry, what was the section?
Finally get down to 19-79 on page 1216.
1216?
Within the district, as indicated on the zoning map, no building or land shall be used, and no building shall be erected or altered, which is intended or designed to be used in whole or part for any use other than those listed or permitted for that district.
Well, this is the language that case impacts on.
That's that's when they...
So the Supreme Court threw that paragraph out?
They threw that out.
That's what we've been talking about.
Yeah, that's out.
That's the commentary, too, on the prohibition language of my text amendments.
So do we have to go strike that from our code?
Well, that would be council commission's recommendation to council.
But then we'd have to correct, and that's what we're talking about, then we'd have to make an affirmative statement about a prohibition about what is not allowed.
Basically...
Because that's now struck out.
Yeah, what that Supreme Court case said is that there are other uses which you have tried to prohibit and which may not be expressly permitted, but we say they ain't prohibited and therefore they probably come in. So we got to figure out a way to address that. But
move on down to 1979-5. Uses that are prohibited. Adult bookstores, internet gambling, adult-oriented dancing, container dwellings.
Pretty sounds so boring.
Well,
if we're going back to prohibition text amendment, it would concern me to ban it outright like that. I think that's just putting the target on it. I think that we address it in a much more, makes me think of something, we address it in a more reasonable way through the definitions that we, that I think the council commission voted on already. But that reminds me, if council wants to go with prohibition, or even if council wants to go with limiting to a district, it's imperative that they make the right kind of finding in the ordinance that adopts those text amendments. I've told you all along that an excellent guide for dealing with shipping containers is what happened court-wise and legislative-wise with manufactured housing. And somewhere a couple months ago, I gave you an initial memorandum on this, and I looked at the case law. And even before taking manufactured housing as an example, that lobby was effective enough to get a general statute passed saying you can't prohibit it, but you can limit it. There continued to be court cases. And there were several cases which upheld municipalities' regulations, putting them in certain places, regulating them in certain non-aesthetic ways. But they were based on findings that were set forth in the ordinance that the court presumed were legislatively valid. So I think that it's not our job, it's the town attorney's job, but it's important that if you prohibit or even if you limit, if I was the town attorney, I would make sure that ordinance had the right kind of finding in it. But again,
without that, the finding cannot be aesthetics then.
That's correct.
Which is,
that's correct.
That even makes it even tougher.
Yeah.
You know, these.
But the finding would be based on the general principles that every zoning ordinance is founded on. Property value, protecting property values, harmonious. You can still get there without talking about what goes on the outside of the building. Chairman Ellen, we do have a big issue that we'll deal with and the council should deal with at some time regarding the prohibition against anything that's not expressly permitted. And Mr. Baston is correct that there's a more succinct way of dealing with that than point counterpoint every single permitted use.
Because we will miss one.
Yeah. We probably would miss more than one.
It'd be the one somebody wants to do, though, is what I mean. Yeah.
But to stick to the agenda, let's just see if we've got something we can work with that regulates them. And a Band-Aid fix, given this Supreme Court case, is to at least insert or to suggest the prohibition against container dwellings and mobile and manufactured homes in all the other districts, but RA2T.
If we present A, B to the council, and what
somewhat of a Band-Aid. Or maybe the other one is too. And they jump on that bandwagon, either present my understanding, so I'm listening to their feedback, and you can help us, Joe. They want to have a public hearing on both of those at the same time.
Maybe we ignore the Band-Aid until the next time.
Right, that's what I'm thinking is maybe we need to do some more work before we present to them.
Or we could have an attorney, you know, there's ways to keep it under wraps, but six to one, half dozen to the other. The case is out there.
Yeah.
Your language is invalidated. It's
a risk. I think it should be a package. I'm... You know, when we're talking about changing the zoning to a public hearing, particularly something that's possibly, I wouldn't say controversial, but there might be media here looking at it. My opinion is that we deal with it as a, you know, with the Supreme Court case, we get good language and we do it properly with the whole thing.
Well, then...
Or else we're going to have a series of public hearings. You know, the Band-Aid public hearing, the fixing the 179 public hearing, and then, you know, I can see a problem. It'd be nice if we kind of package them all.
Yeah, that's logical. Let me ask you a question. We'll get through the text amendments tonight. If we did address it as a package, which is prudent and reasonable, i.e. Section 1979, do we come back and address that issue between now and then and have another meeting before we send everything up to the council? Because there's no way we're going to address 1979 tonight.
No. Nor are we going to get the affirmative language, I think, that John and you are interested in. I do a little bit of research, so we're not prohibiting everything, creating a whole list for every single zoning. You know, it'd be nice if, you know, we do a little bit of research, I think, and kind of talk about this in context. And then it's not Band-Aid.
Yeah, my words were ill-advised.
I certainly like that approach. I have the whole group here cogitate on this one. The council meeting for March has been moved to the 25th.
22nd, what is it?
22nd.
22nd. I'm out of town, so I will not be there. I really like this issue, and I want to be there, but that's okay. Is the vice going to be here on 22nd? Can you attend the Tuesday the 22nd and present at least the political side? There's what we came up with, and we have deferred the container issue till April.
And well, we continue to work on it.
Yeah, continuing to work.
We'll have something ready for you in April.
Right. What time is the council meeting?
6:30.
Starts at 6:30. And if you can't make it, I mean, one of the other gentlemen did too, but since you're the vice, I guess I'll ask you. As you think about this issue and some other things I ran across, did you see the picture in the Star News of the multi-level condo unit made out of containers? It was in the Wilmington, you know, the Star News. Well, a couple of people on the street, neighbors and things, know that I'm here. And started talking about, what are you guys worried about? They built one in Wilmington. Time out. You got to read the caption under the picture. That is not in the state of North Carolina. So don't get all excited that this is a done deal in this county. That building is in Virginia, I think. Also, in the Wilmington paper, and I didn't get the date of it, but I copied it. Printed out and sent it to you guys. One woman in Wilmington has turned an old shipping container into an addition to her home. However, the neighbors aren't impressed.
and it gets into this woman likes it, the neighbor did not, it looks ugly, da-da-da. I think it looks like a clown house. I don't want it to look at every day when I'm out in my backyard. Then this is the comment by the writer of the article. But according to the letter of the law, Clancy's not breaking any rules. Ms. Clancy's the one that had it put in. The shipping container meets all residential building and zoning codes, dash, as long as it's not used as permanent living space. Now, I don't know what that means. I couldn't find anything in the Wilmington Road.
The reporter probably didn't know what that meant
either. Yeah, so
it probably didn't. And it's no use
not an issue for us because residential purposes isn't limited to part-time or...
But, well, I just, you know, wanted to bring that up. And the reason I bring it up for our group is folks in town, having read the article about the freedom of speech issue on political signs, they know we're meeting and talking about this issue. They know one, two are being built in Carolina Hoops. You may get talked to about it on the street. So don't let the folks in the town, you know, the folks that hit you up for an explanation of this. There's a lot of press coverage out there dealing with it on different issues or different sides of the issue.
Well, I read an article where someone had a shipping container and they set it up as a garden. They put in water, light, heat, and they're growing tomatoes. And
you can do a hydroponic thing in
it. I'm sure that... You
know, well, it's not in Colorado, but...
All right, that's one of your buddies around here, huh?
It was not in North Carolina either. People are getting the brother using
lead based paint.
And I think more than anything, it's going to generate interest in somebody doing it. You know, not so much
yeah,
us
exactly.
being talked about, but I think it's going to create, which is why we're looking at this in the first place. But I certainly wouldn't put it off any more than April to come back. But I think I don't have a problem with the Band-Aid approach. I got kids. I put Band-Aids on them all the time.
So I'll call school governments. I'll call David Owens or... Drucker and see.
Yeah, I would talk to Kerry. You know, the ones that have fairly strong zoned ordinances. You know, I mean, they vowed to have dealt with this as soon as that was passed. I'm sure.
Do we need, Joseph? Do you think we need a motion to say we're going to postpone this?
If you're just going to table it, no action will be taken. We'll just table it for next month.
Mr. Chairman, I would make one comment, and again, it's like what we did for prohibition, but on my text amendments regulating them to RA2T, in the definition for building, I would have it read container dwelling and delete design for use as a dwelling. That takes you right down to that definition that you and I are basically in agreement about. So I would revise my revision in the building definition to a container dwellings, period.
Okay.
So in April, we're going to present
somebody.
The commission hasn't voted on the RA2T approach yet. I don't know if Chairman thinks that's what we ought to do. Mr. Chairman? Commission has moved and adopted on the prohibition text amendment. Do we want to move and adopt a report on the limiting use of them and then come back in April and wrap this up by addressing the 19-79 issue? Or do you want to deal with the RA2T issue?
I don't think we moved and adopted.
We just moved on and started talking about allowing,
but we didn't have a motion on
okay.
the
bar. My bad.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well,
no motion.
We on last month we did.
We already did last month.
We did last month.
Well, yeah. We,
but not on the text.
Not on the text. Just make a recommendation.
Okay, I got it. And we told them we would come back. And in fact, one of the council members said there's no grand rush to do it the very next meeting, but we would like to speed up.
at John's door.
Okay, gracious.
Beat it down.
New business.
One thing at the, this is March, so, yeah, the March meeting is going to be brought back up where anyone, there's an alternate position open for the planning and zoning. We're going to put that back to the planning and zoning board where y'all can interview candidates and make recommendations.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to change kind of the procedures.
Have we had anybody apply yet?
Nothing Nancy's been aware of, no.
How do you feel about that, Craig?
It's gone full circle.
That's one thing I want. I think the planning and zoning was to go back to the planning and zoning board.
If you're gone on this commission, everything goes full circle.
Don't take it
personally. That's all your eyes doing this.
Just wait a while, it'll come back.
It's like fashion.
So I'm going to do 2 years.
Okay, John, any new member or member I
have? That's funny.
I can be there for the council meeting.
Okay.
Good. Breathe an eye. Open an eye.
I hear a motion to adjourn.
Second.
That's one of the few things.
What's your word for this?
It's not third.
Because you always do it this way.
She, this is.